Oh God.
Just put that she begging me to wife her. She was a one night of hell. No, I don't want my money and my rifle. Y'all, you know what song this is?
Absolutely. Nobody knows this fucking intro.
What? She don't want to be a freak no more. She don't want to get money, get dick no more. She don't want any shit no more.
She mad at us?
So this is freak no more because I come to the realization almost every other week that I don't want to be a freak no more.
Bitch, please.
This is literally my song that I play on my way to work. As in, it's just like, okay, I'm not a freak anymore. I'm going to corporate America, but after work, I'm going to suck dick. Anyways, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Wheezy. Hi, Candy.
And we have a great guest in the studio today. I am super excited. This is a friend of mine for a very, very long time. I feel like we should roll out the red carpet for her because all of you are going to know who the fuck she is. If you don't know, she used to go by the name Candy Deep Throat. So do you want to share with the listeners kind of, if you had to give a quick bio, who you are and how people may know you or what they would know you for?
Gosh, for my sexual exploits. I think so. You know,
I know you from your tweets, I feel like.
See, okay. Well, still, I shared a lot of my sexual stuff on there. So yeah. I think I just did it in a very.
So if you guys don't know, like probably 2010, 2011.
Oh, God, I feel old.
She was literally like offering blowjobs on Twitter, sometimes for oxtail plates. And
I had a marketing.
You did, she had a marketing strategy.
That is, it you was, know what? I never
and
believed
it. Was
it.
Genius. No, it was genius.
Because everyone retweeted. That was like probably the most popular tweet that I remember. What is the tweet
I
that you remember?
I saw you saying things about like meals and shit, and yes. I'm like, nah, she playing though.
No,
but it was such a smart fucking idea
because everyone knew who you were.
Oh, people
literally.
Hated you, and this was a time
but
where
that's
like
that's how you get. That's how you get.
Fuck yeah, people got somebody that I hate you. Hear. I mean. Like, because I feel like sex back then to talk about, like it was just way more slut-shaming back then.
Way you know? More slut-shaming. Like, if you talked about sex, apparently you wanted to have sex with everyone, which was my problem on right. Twitter. I would sit here and just talk about things and Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Looking for my favorite tweet from you right now. I literally found it the other day when I was telling someone how excited I was to have you.
So here's an old tweet from Candy.
I sucked two dicks off one team and made $3,500. What the fuck did you do with your day? Don't root for the Timberwolves. They'll be too exhausted to win.
Bro!
And it says, it's tagged 9:33 p.m. at Trump Soho, New York.
Well, I guess that's really good for any of our listeners who are Knicks fans. You may have contributed to some of their wins, bro.
And now you know where to go find ball players.
Oh my
when
God.
They come in town.
They do.
See, I helped okay, out a lot
well,
of those.
Wait, like, can I help too? Okay, they also stay at the Ritz-Carlton in Battery Park.
Oh,
so it's big.
This is true.
It is either the Trump Soho yeah. or the Ritz-Carlton.
Actually, you're right. I used to say that.
Oh, here we go. No, don't say that's my
Ooh, I heard
okay.
Long.
Hey, chill, bro.
Thank God.
Yeah, we have two different ones. So
yeah, same name, different teams.
That was the sluttiest thing I feel like I've ever said on the show. That I fucked a ball player.
Well, look who we have on the show. This is probably going to be one of the
was
sluttiest
slutty?
Episodes.
I mean, you know what it was like. For me, I was in love with him, and just saying that aww. I was dating a basketball player was making me feel like a hoe, just saying it.
And
like,
I was just like, girl, I'm with his cousin and but his teammate.
Like,
and
men want to be them. Like, why wouldn't you want to be with one of them? They're
because
like
I want a normal guy, and I always have, and I want to be in love and have a boyfriend, baby, baby.
And then she, because really what happened was she broke up with the ex-boyfriend, and she was like, you know what, Mandy? I'm ready. Just pass me one. And we were friends. So
Mandy was like, I'm going to hook you up with this guy, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know,
next thing you know, she in love. She in love with him. And I'm like, bitch, this was just supposed to be breakup dick. Like, you have to get out of your fucking feelings.
He came to visit me in Orlando at my shitty apartment. He couldn't even fit in my bed or in the room.
Because he's fucking huge as shit.
And I'm like, see, you have to help me. And now the irony of this is I can afford my own shit.
Yeah.
And my apartment was nicer than his when he came over. He said.
Yeah. So, you know, welcome to New York. Right. So I do have normally how we like to start the show. We like to do kinks of the week. And we also when we have a guest, what we like to do is a have you ever. However, bitch, I'm sure you've done everything. So we're going to play a new game called this or that.
So just to tell you, like Mandy was like, how are we gonna do have you ever with her? Because
I mean, because it's just like, and she's like, wait, not gonna work. We can do this or that. So I'm gonna throw off a couple, and I don't know if
I haven't done Bukkake.
That is my favorite porn.
Although some famous jeweler offered me $30K to go to Asia and do it with, like,
how many people?
Gosh, I think it was 10, and they were like all billionaires. And I was like, I kind of was really considering it because I'm like, some of those juices. What made you say no? I don't know. I just, like, you know, I've been like the last few years I've been trying to, like,
she teeter tots.
Yeah, but I was like really seriously considering it because I was like, she teeter tots. It wasn't even the money. It was just like,
right,
these billionaires want to, like, all do this together. This is like awesome.
And it's
like
Asia.
Yeah, right. You get a fucking passport stamp.
Yeah,
and grand.
One of the guys was like a chairman of the Samsung, actually.
Wow. Yeah. Oh. So, well, you can give me his number.
Where, Singapore?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not sure what.
Because that's exactly, like, a finance capital. Am I right?
No. Where is it?
Hello, smart white friend in the room. What the hell?
Okay, so we're going to do the this or that. Okay. And so the first one is, would you rather a nigga be broke and fine or rich and ugly?
Rich and ugly.
So rich and ugly.
Yes.
Okay, what about, I'm curious about you too. What about you?
Okay. I'm going to go with rich and... How rich ugly and ugly is ugly?
Wait, can we not do the how ugly is ugly?
Because, dude, I'm not up for the broke shit. So I'd rather, if he's rich and great personality and ugly, I'll take him.
Okay.
Funny, ugly, and rich?
Nice.
Well,
body,
see,
ugly.
I guess there's or and there's not an and or because to me, I'm going to have both.
See, now
I'm
going to have my
rich
York,
and ugly.
Rich
that's
going to
be who I'm with and I'm going
to
cheat with my broken
fine
nigga.
So I just think huge penthouse in Tribeca. That can, you can be ugly for that. Okay.
Okay. And I'm still going to fuck the fine nigga,
right,
at the gym.
Work,
so sure this is the second one. Right. Lick toes or lick ass?
Ass.
She said that ass is fuck.
Toes. Fuck them toes.
Wait, you would rather lick an ass, yes, over licking toes?
I've never licked fucking toes.
But I've licked a whole lot of ass.
Feet that make me feel like it's so, like, beneath me.
Yeah.
But, like, an ass is close to your dick, so it's okay. It's in the vicinity. But, like, toes,
like
plump, oh,
it's just like, it's like a peach. It's like axing.
Yeah, I'm now to the point where I'm now checking out guys.
Man,
asses.
Do you lick toes?
I've never had a foot in my mouth. And if a nigga put, we talked about this. Like, I had one guy try to put my toes in his mouth, and I'm sure I almost kicked his front tooth out. Cause I was like, what the fuck are you? Like,
I
jump. You know how niggas say they jump if a tongue hit their ass?
Yeah.
I jumped with my toe went in his mouth. I was so like, this don't feel right. What the fuck? Okay, so this is an argument that me and Weezy had the last show. So I wanted to ask you this because I know you deal with a lot of dicks. So do you like circumcised or uncircumcised?
I like uncircumcised.
Me too.
Oh my God. Why? Tell me why.
Okay. So I notice when I'm going down on someone and they're too, and I have two hands on it, like I can feel the skin going in. Like I feel like they're way more turned on. The sensitivity is totally increased. I don't know.
I'm over here deep breathing. Like,
I concur.
I like it. Because, I mean, the only thing I think I was afraid of when I was younger was, like, them being clean.
Yeah, but that's, like, such a myth. But it's like, if you're a dirty nigga, you're a dirty nigga.
Right, like, if you're not to take care of yourself, you're not to take care of yourself.
You're right.
Yeah, so I love it.
I think just,
and you know,
I'm so confident with my dick-sucking skills with uncircumcised dick. I mean, with circumcised, that when it's uncircumcised, I just can't get in my motion because I haven't had that many uncircumcised.
It requires less. They're not as desensitized as a circumcised guy.
Really?
Right. Like, yeah, way less. They can't even handle.
They're so
the crazy
excited.
Yeah.
The second that there's two hands and you pull like a little bit of, yeah, the skin over the top. Oh,
oh my God.
So it's a different beast altogether.
Yeah, like, let me lick some ass, but I don't want to suck no uncircumcised dick.
You don't like them at all.
Girl, I
well,
see
girl,
it. And I'm just.
Go to your phone and just pass those over to me. You know, I will pass
and
over some.
We don't. Y'all
I
don't
was
even
scared
know
of it growing up because I used to watch a lot of Sex and the City. And I remember she's like, oh my God, it's like a Sharpay. And I Googled Sharpay.
And I'm just.
Got right on that dial up. And checked what the fuck Sharpay was. Yeah, it was totally fine.
I actually just saw a circumcised dick about 35, 45 minutes
damn,
ago.
Damn, you were sucking dick before you came and see
that? What else was I doing?
Hello.
Reading the Bible or something? No.
Okay, so this is another one, which I might know the answer, but I also want to know why. Basketball player or football player?
Basketball player.
So, and why do you like basketball players over football players?
Because they're tall, and when they're like riding my dildo, it just looks so sexy.
Oh, God.
What's the sadness?
Wait, no sadness.
It was a shock more.
So,
I thought you were going to say because, so this one girl told me, he's fucking big ass old Miami, bro. She was like, listen, why you got to fuck basketball players? Okay, don't look at that nigga. Because I was talking to this football player in the club. Because there's less dudes on the team. And they got the same kind of budget, and they pay them more because there's less dudes.
Football players,
they got 50 dudes, and they got to cut them all out of check.
No, it is. Well, they do get paid less. There's, you know me. I know the whole background of the business, too. It's definitely more so basketball players have guaranteed contracts. Football players have unguaranteed contracts. And not only that, I don't know why, but basketball players are just definitely more, like, fluent with their money. But I think because they're all very socially awkward. Surprisingly, there's a lot of, like, football niggas are cool as fuck.
I was just going to say that.
Football niggas are cool as fuck. Basketball players are so they're so awkward, bro. And it's just like, I don't know if it's because their whole life they were just in AAU and with each other that they don't know how to socialize.
Football, they're more aggressive. Like they're collision. They're
so basketball guys.
And not no, serious.
No.
I
hate you.
The collision.
I hate you.
Serious.
There are some rowdy ass niggas, though.
No, they're definitely rowdy.
Dude,
and
I've been in clubs and looked at a table and be like, they must sell drugs. And then you find out.
They
like,
football
it's
niggas.
Just a literal, like,
but see, I think
box.
That has to do with the helmet complex. Like, no one knows who they are, so they have
I,
to
that's
turn
why
up
I
in the
say
club.
That all the time. They
basketball
have,
players,
they,
you see them on TV.
You
they
see
don't
them,
have
that not
helmet
only that,
on.
Bro.
You know who they are.
They're 6'10".
Yeah, they're so tall. You
just
know what
looking
they are.
At the both of you, I'm just getting all this whole wisdom. Can I just?
Yes,
oh, my
definitely.
God.
Let me bestow some to you.
Yes, let me bestow some.
What I didn't know.
Okay, so do you have any this or that questions for Candy before we hop into the horrible decision?
Okay, it may jump into it a little bit much, but I am really curious. You said you would rather be with rich and ugly than broke and fine. However, you only want to sleep with good-looking men, even when you're getting paid.
Okay, so ugly, like your face could be ugly, but your body could be nice.
So you're shallow.
Okay.
So you're shallow like me.
Fuck yeah.
I
it's ice cream. Like if you got like a nice ass and a nice dick.
See, yeah, let me scale that back for a second. Shallow when she's doing it for business is different. Like if you're going to enjoy your work, you do want to be a semi attracted to the person.
Okay. But I'm not going to lie. I kind of get where she's going. So like even dealing with basketball players, when
tall and ugly,
no,
but they're ugly guys.
But bitch, you see
really
them come out
guys.
That shower, and yes, they will
like,
go
fuck,
from a four to like a seven real
like,
quick.
Fuck no, that. Put a sheet over it,
dude. There's so many times I'm on Bumble and I'm looking
put
at a
your
guy.
Face in the pillow, nigga.
Yeah, like, you look, and it's like I'm ready to swipe these dudes left, and then I see 6'8", and I'm like,
girl, 6'8" will make
it
you.
Something.
It will make you, like, okay, maybe you're not that ugly, like. You know.
I can deal with you. Because, yeah, I mean, really, I can't even see you unless I lift my neck. So actually, I want to round off a few of these. So,
oh, yes, the acronyms.
Okay. So we were
Is that
just,
what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Escort. Okay, you've known by now. Candy escorts. And so we were just talking
real
about.
Real quick. Because sometimes there's a bad word is like there's a bad idea associated with it. Is there a cooler word that you like, or are you like a proud
really call,
escort? Like, what do you call it?
I don't call myself an escort because I feel like I'm not like by the term I'm not open to all. So it's like
okay,
you know, I don't know. Like I feel like I'm like a female pimp.
You're
like,
an oral court.
I don't know because like, it's like if I
escort, I don't know oral. I just know she does oral a lot. Oral court.
Now. This came up because we were in the living room. We were just in the waiting area discussing like keeping safe and stuff like that. So maybe let's just start with that. And that's
break
how we
it
got
down
to the term.
Exactly what you do, because we keep saying escort and everyone has this idea that an escort post ads or back page and they just have
see,
anyone with money.
Escort was
comes.
A better word. And I'm glad we're talking about this because I thought it wasn't as I don't want to say prostitute.
Well, prostitute
well,
to me walks
like a
on the trail.
You know,
okay.
Like whatever that I'm looking to do and they're looking to do and they compensate for my time kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
You know, if it's just because to me, it's like we could go waste $100 at, you know, the movie.
Fuck that. You ain't got
to
take me to the movies. Just put it in my hand.
Give me that, you know?
Yep.
Like why?
So you're skipping the dating
why?
And you're literally
why
just getting straight
to
the sex.
To do. I don't I like you that much. I just wanted to fuck. I
how
wanted
many
nut
years
then,
have you been doing this?
Gosh, since like 2010.
And
I think actually I'm lying. I actually started in college.
What, how was
actually
your...
somebody on the basketball team at ESU. I'm not lying.
Wait, is that what, so you started in college?
Well, we went on a date, right? It was this kid. We went on a date and he was like, his father was like super rich and all this shit. I'm not going to say who, but like,
right.
Okay. And I was like, we're on a date and I'm just like, he is so fucking whack, but I would fuck the shit out of him. And so when we got home, you know, he dropped me off and like, he texts like, oh, your tits are so, well, he's like, your breasts are so soft. And I'm like, oh, now you want to be all bold and stuff like that. And so, like, we just negotiated some shit. I was like, well, you can pay my rent and I'll, like, you know.
Oh, you can hang. How old were you when breasts? That happened?
I was, like, 18.
Oh. Wow.
And I was, like, a virgin. I, like, hadn't, and I still hadn't had, I didn't have sex with him.
Wait. Your first time having sex,
yeah,
you
I just
got
never,
paid.
I never understood the concept of, like.
Get the fuck out.
Recreational
of
sex. Like,
your
I, like,
first
if I
time
get, yeah,
having
if,
sex, you got paid.
Yeah.
I hate
I'm jealous.
No, shit. It's just
I'm like, mean, what the fuck was I doing
I just,
in life?
I, listen, I wanted to have sex with him, but I we went on a date and it just like the chemistry was terrible.
Here so I was, like, I my emotional ass had a fucking my first time was with the nigga I had a crush on in middle
oh,
school,
see.
Dude. But like,
and by the time I got to high school, I said I've had a crush on you since I was 13 years
pussy.
Old. Come over, let me braid your hair, and then I just kind of
I raped him right. Get on
so
the goddamn
college,
band.
I just want to add this in that okay, so. You went to college, not like you just decided to do this because, you know, whatever.
So
you
were,
it.
Yeah, you were in college.
So what were you in school for? What did you think you were going to do
well,
before
I
you
I don't
this?
Know. I had a scholarship. I was like kind of.
Hoes know, be kinda, smart.
Kinda,
told
kinda,
y'all.
Kind of smart.
We read books.
I went to like magnet programs and shit like that. So got a scholarship.
What did you think you were going to do?
I, you know, I always thought college was absolutely retarded, but I always said if I got free money to go, I would go just
see the
go.
Mindset was right there the whole time.
The whole time. As long as there's money involved, we're gonna do it.
I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have done. I think I would have probably like did like acting or like singing and stuff. I was like,
I know I'm smart, so I'll take this free money. I know I suck
yeah.
dick and I'll take the money too.
This is hey, it's business, right?
So okay, so out did you like what is that, 7 years, right? You said 2010.
Yeah, about,
okay.
Yeah.
Like out of this entire time. How what's getting in a relationship like when you start dating somebody or have you and then what the
I tried for like several
girl,
years.
Girl, she be getting paid and then be getting them feelings with them ball players while
well,
you bullshitting.
Okay, yeah. See, I had like one situation. I've only really been in like one like situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know
did he
who
want
it
you
is.
To stop?
Yeah. Well, I kind of did for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, anytime we would have, like, a fight, I would go, like, fuck one of his teammates and make them pay me. I know that's bad. I know that's bad, but,
that is
like.
Okay.
But wait, you got to start. She started fucking with this nigga while he was in college.
Yeah.
Knowing that he was going to go to the NBA.
Yeah.
So
who
got him
we'll
early.
It?
Huh?
Who was it? We'll believe it.
You're not going to know. You're not going to know. I know
I
who he is.
Google. I want to see how cute he is. Look, I want to see what dick that Candy considers she was going to stop.
Bitch.
Well, so, okay, no, let me say this, though. Okay, so I got introduced to him by another basketball player. So it wasn't the basketball thing. I genuinely just, like, was, like, in love with the person. Like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah I believe you.
Yeah, so.
And then he know. Was into kinky shit.
What's kinky?
Like
what
kinky for
shit?
You? Pegging, bro. The
taking the
what we like to talk about
yeah,
because
like
you, she wants
bitch.
You to know.
She wants
okay.
you to know.
Okay. Well.
She wants. Why I'm not talking to myself in third person? We talk about fucking pegging guys in the ass, and now I'm talking in third person.
I'm your
pegging
sister,
think I'm getting
bitch,
a,
and you over here coming at me.
I think I'm getting excited because
you know what it is.
I think
so
I
you,
need to do
you,
it.
You got somebody you head to head with right now,
bitch. Oh no, this is you don't understand. I told you, she like she when she deals with guys and they send her. Beautiful
I
pictures
share.
Of them playing with their ass.
I share beautiful
she's
asses.
Like, Mandy, I have a gift for you, and I get videos on my phone of niggas fingering their booty.
Dr. Kim
oh,
is so
gorgeous.
Excited right now.
They're amazing asses, I swear.
So, okay, this is a question I'm really curious about. Right, so, like, I first saw you on Twitter, and I was like, there's
was
no
I
way-
sucking dick?
Probably.
Was,
you were
right.
You
I was
were
about
try-
to suck dick.
You were advertising to suck dick.
Okay. See, I probably was
and
sucking
saying,
dick while
call
I was tweeting.
Because,
like, you know, I used to do that, right? Tweet
girl,
and suck dick at the same
she
time.
She would tweet and suck dick
yeah,
at the same
like,
time.
I'm multifaceted.
That is fucking
talented,
amazing.
Right?
Can we get this on video? Wow. I mean, damn. You know, you go to the circus and you think they can really do a lot of shit at the same time, but tweet and suck a dick. I mean,
you
know.
Are you jealous? Because you're a dick sucking champ, but can you tweet and suck?
Right. Can you tweet and suck?
I don't know.
Okay.
So
can you two-hand twist, suck, and tweet?
I've had
can
sex
you?
And tweeted. Two-hand twist and tweet.
Two-hand twist.
Yeah, that voice memo?
Right.
So wait. Okay. What the hell made you think, especially at a time where it's like there's no way you could have done this, to get on Twitter and do this?
I just
good
okay,
question.
Gosh, where did I get Twitter? Okay, so this is okay. I remember I had a Black Planet page.
Uh huh.
And when I moved to New York, I like changed it from Arizona, and I had like so many like hits up. Like I think I had like 110 the first like few hours, and I was like, oh, this is crazy.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so social media like probably works. So I was like, okay, well, let me. Let
and
me
Twitter
make
had
a,
just
let me make
really
something
got
like, yeah, let me make a Twitter or some shit like
right.
that. And I just like took it and like,
and not only this,
putting things and some shit, you know, worked. And I just like,
and at this point in time, Twitter was also probably the first social media app in which you genuinely felt like you could reach out to celebrities and they
yeah.
could respond.
Yeah.
So of course, again, for you guys who have followed Candy, she has been in quite a bit of news in the blogs with athletes, either yeah. arguing with them, going back and forth. And so there was one in particular, and we talked about it in the lobby, and I think it's funny, the response. And I was like, you know, what was this about? So Matt Barnes, you guys may know him. He was on the Golden State Warriors, the Orlando Magic.
I know him from Love & Hip-Hop.
No, Basketball Wives.
Yeah.
yeah, so you ended up in the blogs with Matt Barnes. And what was that about? What were y'all arguing about, or what were y'all going back
Gosh.
And forth over?
It I forgot his fiance or wife's
Gloria.
Name.
Gloria
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Govan.
So it was like, you know, her like calling my phone and it was interrupting business. So I asked him, could he, you know, put a muzzle on his bitch? And
did you like, tweet him this?
Well, I think I tweeted him.
And of course, all the blogs screenshotted and was like.
Well, we went back and forth. Like, it was like, okay, I think I tweeted and then, like, was going to delete it. And then he was, like, writing back.
Did she admit to calling you?
No, she didn't. I mean.
Well, I'm curious.
I really didn't put that out there. That wasn't the.
Right. Well, I'm curious now.
Because we started, like, arguing about, like, you know.
Well, now I'm curious. Did you ever meet up with him?
Was it Orlando?
Is it long? Is it good? Like, No. Okay, no. Look at her face.
Like, what, how many years?
Very honest. Face.
How many? It's like it's not even memorable. And I
her face looks
remember,
so
like,
disappointed.
Pretty much, like, most of the
yeah.
the basketball dicks. I do. I really do. I do. You guys are so silly.
So does she.
Oh. Hey, hey.
If I made not one basketball joke this entire time, are you kidding me? It's like the fucking playoffs in here right now. So, like. Just
NBA awards.
Right? No. We should have been at the ESPYs. Actually, someone, I'm not going to say who, but another whole other sport, because I branched out, bitch. I branched the fuck out, okay?
Oh. What's the weirdest sport? Like hockey?
Oh.
Have you had a hockey player?
Who would you work for?
Have you had a hockey player or a baseball player?
I just
player?
Had one.
Really?
Do they
not,
the
not
hockey
one,
did.
But the
they don't
hockey
make,
player.
Not the
not
hockey
gonna
player.
Not going to say who, but it is the hockey player.
Can't be black, because black people don't go on ice like that.
Okay.
But do hockey players make money?
Oh, tons. Oh, they make way more than basketball players.
No way.
Most of, well.
No,
not
now.
No, they do.
Or, I was
like
about to say, not, like, not now.
No,
the cap
like,
for
on
the.
On average, I've read
the
that.
Average basketball player, what is it, 500,000?
Hell no, not now. Do you not see that cap?
The average.
Bitch, the
not
average
the
is making you goddamn. You must not know the new CBA or whatever the goddamn
no,
rules
I
is.
The, I know.
No, bitch. They paying the everybody. I told my nigga, I said, do you see what they just gave this other nigga? If you don't go and get a goddamn check from one of these teams, I was,
right.
girl, I said, why are you still a free agent? Do you see what they just gave that other bum nigga? You better go. Do I need to be your agent? I Clearly. Hit him up. Like, don't end overseas. Not when they handed all this money out.
Now
they giving too much
money
out to these niggas, goddamn.
No one gives you enough credit.
Bitch.
They don't.
I root
because
for my
you hello. Are advanced at this. You know what I'm saying? I, in my life, one basketball player, I only know what a free throw is.
Yeah.
No, bitch, I know the whole business,
I'm serious.
Girl. The cap space done went up.
Right.
Like, these teams signing these motherfuckers. Anyway, yeah. whew, you done got me all worked up because I've been trying to. He can't go overseas, bro. I don't have enough time to be taking all that trip off. Mm. Like, to have to go all the way overseas, that's, no. I'm so upset. I'm, girl, you know, the one who I keep, yes.
Okay.
Said it at the same goddamn time.
So, my favorite athlete
girl,
body
damn.
Is soccer players. Like, I think they have the best bodies. That's my favorite.
They too little
they
for
like,
me.
I'm gonna say, aren't they like midgets?
They be tall, but they're lean as fuck.
They be tall.
They too little
you
for me.
You know what it is? They be European.
Pocket size.
Okay, well, they're uncircumcised. How about
oh, well,
that
see,
size?
I like that, though.
They're too little for me. They're like, I look at their bios, like, I'll
yeah,
see a fine
so
one. And 5'8". What am I gonna do with that?
One from... like the Israel team.
Or oh,
the,
look.
My no, Istanbul, the Istanbul team. But I almost got kidnapped down there. So
oh, yeah, I don't fuck with Turkey.
So
man.
Have you ever.
Yes. I mean, if it's a sex question, the answer
have
is
you
fucking
ever,
yes.
Like, gone a long distance to get paid. And when you do, how have you, like, coordinated the money and deposits and feeling
oh,
safe
gosh.
And things like that?
I mean, I haven't gone overseas for
okay.
anything.
But have you traveled on a plane, like, at least in the States?
Yeah, totally.
So when that happens, yeah. how do you ensure that, like, you're going to get compensated well? Because a lot of bitches love to fly out.
My reputation speaks for its fucking self. You don't play with me.
Hello.
You know
oh.
They know.
They know that.
They know.
She will
they
put
know.
Them
Are
on.
Are you, like, cash only, no PayPal, none of that bullshit?
No, I do, like, a little bit of both. I mean, they're
Cash you, App, Venmo,
like, 90%
PayPal.
90% of them are, you know, trustworthy people. I how remember I went to go see a football player, and I wanted, like, two up front and three when I got there, and I didn't even get the seat. We didn't even have sex because, like, the time, like, he booked my flight or whatever. Like, I got there, and you know they have to go to their curfew, so they have to go to
yeah.
their room.
That's
so
another
I just
thing.
Got free
that's
5,000.
Another, no, so that's thing. Another thing.
Actually,
that's another.
Actually, I was in Philly, and actually, I wouldn't got money from the basketball player that was down here too. So I was like two for one down there.
But see,
so.
That's the
I
thing
just
too.
Really feel like I've been living my squarest life.
Well, I don't think people understand that too. Like, it's so much easier.
I don't
like
feel
basketball
like
players
I know
have
anyway.
Have freedom. To kind of just move around. Football players, bitch, have curfew when
yeah,
they go out of town.
They
have to be in their room by
and
11.
Roll call,
and there's roll
checked.
Call. They get checked. So they're not able to cheat as easily on the roll. And then.
Cheat on what?
Cheat on whoever the fuck they with. Because they all cheat. And so what they have to do sometimes, too, is pay for a room. Like, put the girl in another room. They have to meet curfew. And then they'll go down to that
yeah.
room.
Do they?
Yep.
Men I don't really deal with
it's
football players.
Like when the NBA just,
but
I heard
a friend that told me. Okay, I got this question. I've had this question for years, and I feel like it's gonna ruin the mood. But I gotta know. Okay, when you were putting your phone number and the price and telling what you were gonna do, how did you keep yourself like out of? How do you keep yourself safe, like out of jail?
I mean,
good question.
I think
because so this
when
is
I was
my,
looking
this
at
is
that,
my
I was
thing.
Like,
there's like murders and everything else.
Right,
going
around. Rapists. What, like, how do
what
you,
police department is seriously caring about somebody like?
Well, I
like,
don't know. I guess
some
that's
sex
just
worker.
Somebody,
like, it's a misdemeanor at that. So it's like,
oh, she's
you're gonna
take
bitch,
a misdemeanor.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay $50 and like you guys could suck my dick later. Like I don't like. Like
literally.
Seriously, like you guys.
Let me strap it on.
Has it ever happened? You've ever been contacted by law enforcement ever?
Yeah. I've been contacted, I'm sure. I mean, they say they're law enforcement. I don't know. I don't. It's not like I want to sit on the phone
so
and
like,
chat with them. They got to send a picture.
I guess what?
I've had sex with, like,
law enforcement.
Officers. Yeah, tons of time. I have, like, probably
white
like 10.
Ones? Did you
no,
fuck?
No, I don't like the white ones too much.
I wouldn't
unless
either,
like
but
super
I feel like
sexy.
You gotta fuck them.
Oh, wow.
For us. If not
can
for
you?
Anything but the culture.
Can I what?
Can you fuck a white officer in the ass for us?
You know what?
And
I
then
will.
Can
do it for the culture, bro.
For the culture.
Fuck yeah.
Because I think him. We're pretty woke, and I think that's what everyone needs right now is to know that they're out there getting fucked in the
getting
ass
fucked.
By a black
dog,
woman.
Dog.
What a big ass.
Yeah.
My God. I got excited. Do this shit for all of them. I will name them off.
So this is something else that I wanted to bring up when we talk about. By the way, if you haven't guessed it now, our horrible decision is shit, everything.
Doing it for the loot?
Doing it for the loot. Okay. Ooh, I like that. Do it for the loot.
Do
it for the loot. Do it for the loot.
Ooh,
hey.
I got a question.
Wait, no, don't raise your
no,
hand.
But it's a good
I had a
question.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Okay, wait, okay.
What's the most at one time you've ever had?
Oh, good question.
I think like 12.
12?
How did
12,000,
you,
I'll
were you
that.
Exhausted physically?
No. Like, I don't.
Oh, wait,
really
are you asking
do...
about money or how many dicks?
Dicks.
Oh,
I thought you were asking how much money I got.
Oh,
like,
bitch, still. I read it as money, too.
I did, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, she was like, no, I wasn't.
Oh,
I
how many dicks at once?
How many dicks
not
at once?
Okay, see, not that many. There's some limitations to my whoreness.
Okay. Okay. Oh,
do you do
yeah.
DP?
No, fuck no. I hate that shit.
So
no.
do you not do anal either?
I like anal, but I don't like DP. Okay. Gosh, I want to say, like, I had three Bronco players at the same time.
Ooh,
they must
awesome.
Be big.
Girl, one of them was so fucking fine. Oh my God.
Did you
like,
focus
I
on that
to,
one while the
yeah,
other one was
I really
fucking
did.
You?
Yeah, I really did. And like one of them had a small dick
this
and I was just like,
question.
Why? Yeah.
I'm just but, really, because think about it. You're having sex with three dudes. One is the really hot one. You're like, eh. Oh, yeah, I get it. Totally do.
No, I'm really proud of you right now. What? Like that was a really good question. That didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, because I feel like, at what point, and also, is there a number that is too many?
Well, to me, fuck the too many. That's three at one time. You do this. Like, for anyone following you, you're like, text my phone number. I'm free. I'm driving around Brooklyn. Let me suck some dicks. How many?
Oh, yeah.
What's the most amount of dicks that you've sucked in a day, though? Hold on. I want to know about.
Okay, so
most in a day from different niggas. Not, it doesn't matter what time, like, or if it was at the same time. I want to know how many dicks in one day, 24 hours. So, bro, it can go from 12 p.m. to 12 p.m.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm...
Wait, don't tell me you don't keep... Like, you have to keep count, bro.
Well, I keep count. There has to be a limit. Money. But the price varies. Like, if I see a ball player, I can probably get 15 out of him, but I probably can't get 15 out of Jerome that works
out of a nigga that works at FedEx.
Yeah,
so... Gotcha. The FedEx players ain't dropping 15.
What do you make?
But, like, okay, do you think you've had more than 10 in a day?
Oh, totally.
More than 10 dicks in a day?
Yeah.
And so, do you put condoms on all of these dicks?
Talk about the Safeway. Dr. Kim, you heard that?
Wait, so you put... So people are paying to have condom head?
Yeah, but see, I have techniques. So I put lubrication on the dick first.
Then I put this is tasting lubricant?
No. Just like I put, and you like, could... I put a hybrid, which is like silicone and water-based.
I want to just film this for girls because I feel like a lot of women aren't keeping, and you really want to make a point of this, are not being safe with oral sex.
Bitch, I ain't never had... I sucked a lot of dick and I ain't never put a condom on one.
No?
I mean, I look at them.
Yeah,
like, I look at the dick first. And if it's not small, then I say, oh, I don't suck dick. Sorry. But, like, damn, I've never given... Because I actually told her this, and this was in episode one, when I had a condom missing in my pussy. I sucked his dick after the fact, and Magnum dicks have a... It's taste. So bad.
Yeah, that's...
The taste is... awful. God, as
that's
fuck.
That's the spermicide. It's like mouth. So gross.
Oh yeah, I made her put a condom in her mouth to try it. Yeah, to taste it. It's like really, really bad. So like even after like a guy comes in a condom, I like to make them shiver, I like make sure I spit a whole lot on the dick before I taste it, so then I can taste my own spit instead of the condom.
So I'm curious because I want to know because I think a lot of women are not using condoms during oral sex because they think it's weird or it's kind of more, it's not really common, I think. So when you do it, what is the proper way to do it to make sure that like you're safe, that it also feel good for them? And
so what I do is I use really thin condoms. So my favorite brand is Bearskin, which is Trojan.
Yeah. Okay. Trojan,
so
Bearskin.
Like the world's thinnest condoms, like 40% thinner than, I feel like they should give us some money for promo,
right? We're promoing them like hell.
So I use that, and then I use
Trojan,
like
what's
hybrid
up?
Lubricant, and I put that on
hybrid
the dick part. Yeah, which is silicone and water based, so it's like it has like a nice, like,
now is there a different price for this type of lube compared to maybe the normal
lube? More expensive than
it is a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, you have to go like a more of a,
you put it
like
on their dick first
and
then the condom.
Yes, I put the condom over it, so now
so that's how it feels.
It
good.
Feels okay, because like if you were to suck, well, you guys do suck when you suck a duck raw, like, you know, you're spitting, so that's like natural lubrication. So since I'm putting a condom on, I want to put lubrication on their dick so that it feels natural still. So the condom is just like an invisible barrier versus a very obvious one when you do it when it's dry, because it can't feel shit.
Right.
So that is like my technique to kind of circumvent.
And do you
like
do this with men that like you meet that you like, or is this only clients?
I don't really meet men that I like. Like, I think I've like 5 guys in my entire... Well, no, not even that many. I have, like 3 guys in my entire life.
So you're not really fucking for free at all?
No, I don't see the point of it.
And here I am, just...
Fucking
really
for free,
on fucking
just
Tinder, like... You get pussy, you get pussy.
No,
here you go.
No, ma'am. These skillful lips need to be paid.
Oh,
okay?
I know that's
God
right.
Damn
so
it.
Do you want, like, kids? Do you want marriage?
I mean, yeah, sure. Eventually, like... I mean, it's the same thing as like, I mean, I look at like how I see sex is just like, you know, having fun. I'm just, you know, like shooting the
now,
shit.
Now, see, a lot of guys.
But if I get a relationship, I would totally like cut that off and try
now,
to
see,
like, you know.
So this is the thing. I watched something interesting on Netflix called 40-Year-Old Virgin. It wasn't the movie. It was a documentary. And there are women out there that are sex therapists. There's only like 12 in the country, in the States, that will help people lose their virginity. Things like that. And I think most of them are married and in relationships. And she's like, look, my husband knows what I do. I make connections with these clients to get them into their sex and get them comfortable. So you don't necessarily have to stop. And that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
If you meet somebody that's like, this is your job, I get
well, yeah,
you
because there are actually, and I was trying to get one on the show, but I know quite a bit of like porn stars that are like engaged or have real relationships. And their partners are still okay with them doing porn because it's for money. I guess. Yeah,
well, I think it just takes a really secure kind of a guy, you know.
It definitely takes a secure
type of guy.
Because
a lot of the times, you know, friends and teammates and whatever will, like,
judge,
you know,
and of course, yeah. Cut you from doing porn.
Well, I kind of, well, I did oral scenes. I recently did that. Last year or whatever, but I don't really want to do like regular. I don't feel like I'm a porn star. I just, like, you know, I feel like I'm a chick that likes to have, right, you know, consensual sex.
And so I want to talk about this too, because
I want to talk about,
well, we talked about this. Yeah, we'll talk about, she does have a bang bus, by the way. So she does this.
Where'd you get that?
Well,
idea?
Yeah, let's talk about this. Okay. So this is new. And I
guess that was my kind of porn when I was like a kid. I really loved, like,
the Bang Bros.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna get me a fancy one. I'm gonna get me a Mercedes one. And
she does.
And I did. I literally bought me one. And
the Mercedes
and
Sprinter.
It was fucking fabulous. Like, it was so much fun. And I recorded about like 6 scenes and literally paid for the car twice over with the freaking video.
Yeah. So she has a Mercedes Sprinter, and
I have a video for it.
Do you have a video? Yeah,
of course.
Show her
I have
the video.
A promo video for it.
And it's there's literally like a, she took the seats out of the back and she had it
You'll
set
have
up.
To get us in contact with your videographer.
No, seriously. No, she does. She has a tripod, sets it up. She does everything.
Yeah.
She's lit. Like, she is the most cost efficient hoe I know. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
All right. So look, this is like one of my scenes.
This is cute. Where are you, though?
I'm at, like, a park. I just picked this cute guy up, and I'm like, get in the fucking truck. I'm going to rape you. So, and he goes.
You're getting into the bank. Look, this is
a really nice fucking car.
It's a fucking Mercedes Sprinter, bitch.
It just looks comfortable. That's what I mean.
And then look in the, it's, look. Oh, wait.
Look at the pillows and shit. They're so plush.
Look, she has pillows in it and everything. Wow. And a blue light. Like, well, now, not a real blue light,
let
right?
Let me ask you.
It is, yeah.
Wait, so it shows the sperm on everything?
Well, no, I use condoms. Where are the sperm? The sperm's not going anywhere.
Oh.
Bitch.
Oh, shit.
Started with the game?
Yeah, we're not that messy in
Hold
there.
Hold on, but do
we're
you have somebody
messy.
With you to make sure that you're
yeah,
safe?
Yeah, I have
like security
and stuff. I have a driver, security. Like, I employ a whole little team. And my camera people.
You know, oh yeah, when she first started this, I told her I'd be her camera woman for free. I just want to watch.
You know what? You might make more than Dr. Kim here. So, so, like, as far as like that goes, like, when you're like, do you have an accountant that helps you budget? Because you must make so much cash.
Well, I had a stockbroker for a couple of years, but now I don't. You know, I feel like I wasted more money with them, and I don't know. I don't make any more big decisions anymore. I just kind of
like yes, you do.
No more. Yeah.
Cause I feel like I did a lot of crazy.
Well, not only that, you kind of are now bi-coastal. So you're pretty much based in Arizona now.
Yeah.
And travel, which
is a lot cheaper.
I know, we talked about it a lot. Just her
cost
living
here. Cost efficient hoeing. I mean, again, with the finances.
So she's in Arizona now,
like,
and then
business.
Like travel.
I mean, you know, it's a business.
But you know
if
what,
I were interested in selling lemonade, I would go about it the exact same way.
You see so many girls like on Instagram
not
that are escorts
or
and they're like Louboutins and
lemonading.
This.
Oh, no.
And I'm doing all this and that. I'm a little surprised. I'm sorry to say it.
So this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm glad.
I think it's great.
The bang bus, by the way, super fucking awesome. Like, we talked about it before she got it. We were like, mind you, and I want people to know, like, y'all know I don't judge people. This is like my real friend. Like, bitch, the full length mirror in my house came from when she moved from New York. Like, she came over, helped me put my shit together. Like, I love this girl. And so when I got here, we did, she was in this phase literally in her mind where she was like, I don't know if I want to go back to school. I don't know if I start this other business. She wanted to throw sex parties. She literally, she was kind of a quarter life crisis, I guess. Yeah. Like, she was still young, but she was just like, I don't know where else to go from here. Like, and so she did take quite a bit of a hiatus. We were talking about sex parties. She wanted to do some stuff online. Reality TV was contacting her at one point.
So Basketball Wife wanted me on there.
Oh, wow.
Mona Scott was trying to get me to do some stuff with Love and Hip Hop.
What kept you from doing that? I
was kind of
in this weird relationship,
and like, I kind of was trying not to like
offend them.
Because I know
a social media personality, so it seems like it's like the next wave.
Right, but
I knew that they were going to like, it was going to be centered on basketball, and I didn't want to further like put them in a position.
Defer her from
her
relationship.
So I
kind of
was like, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this because you're clearly back to doing what you were doing. As far as the social media, the, you know, hit me in my DM if you want your dick sucked. And
well, see, no, I'm not.
You're not,
I'm not.
But you're back to
being sexual.
You're back to being sexual. And I wanted to let the listeners know that you enjoy this. Like, I don't think you absolutely. Guys understand during this hiatus of her not doing it. At one point, you kind of lost your self-identity and you were like, listen, I don't know why I'm trying to give this up, because essentially this is what I want to fucking do with my life. Yeah. I'm having fun. Fuck what people think about me. And you literally enjoy it. Like, I don't think you. Yeah, there's people who do it for money. There's people who escort because they have no other.
I mean, it's entrepreneurship at its finest.
Yeah, you make your own entrepreneur. She makes her own schedule.
True.
And did
what's
you have
your
more
schedule
about the,
like? Like, take
yeah. What is
your
a day
do you,
in life?
Do you spend
of
like a week working and take 3 weeks off? Do you?
No, it's like I do it until I'm not horny anymore, and then I'm like, okay, I'll go somewhere, I'll go vacation, or go home, or
fuck
whatever.
You.
And then like when I'm horny, I'll be like, okay, where are the dates?
Ads back up.
Yes,
send them to me.
Send them over.
Oh yeah, and I see when you go through those parts, because if you guys follow her on Instagram, by the way, shout out your Instagram real quick.
Ice cream candy
mind you, this is probably her fifth page, because she decides that Instagram will let her suck dick on Instagram, and even if she put the ice cream cone over the dick, it's not, you still see your head, you hear it and everything, and it's just like, Candy, god damn it, you can't do this.
300,000 followers.
She keeps losing, bro, like a ton.
I was making so much money off of that, and my Snap, I was making like 5,000 a month off Snap.
Just off Snap?
Snap.
So Snapchat, there's,
see, I know people think that I'm private just a spot, and I'm just like fucking and sucking, but everything's a business. Like, I'm not on there for free at all. Like,
so just
explain
how Snap works.
Snapchat. Okay.
So I was selling a premium Snap, and so
I didn't even know that existed,
like,
until recently.
Oh, I made it.
I was following this guy who like jacked his dick off every night, and it was beautiful because I follow fucking
Jahan.
Woo, bitch, that dick is big.
That's a big old
and
one.
And he be fucking his little Asian bitch. Oh. And you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And girl, I guess
everybody's
something
gonna
happened.
Can you leave it in the description?
No, like, no, we're gonna Jahan XXX, bitch. All I know is I was
page got closed.
Bitch, it closed, and then I follow him on Twitter, Instagram, everything, and he was just like, bitch, because that dick is nice. And so he made a post and was like, they deleted his Snap, and so now in order for me to see that beautiful dick, I have to pay, and I'm not paying to see dick. Bro, just not doing it. I have a ton of free dick in my phone.
See,
but his dick is so beautiful, and I'm so sad. So how does the premium Snap work, as you being someone who sells a service, and then for people who may be interested in viewing you, how do they go about doing
that? Okay, so my services are legend. Okay.
Okay.
Like, I'm serious. I have like little high school boys jerking off to like
videos. No pedophilia.
No, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just, I didn't ask them to have the internet. You better go talk to their mother. Shit. The fuck? I didn't pay their bills.
I take the payment via Snapchat.
Thank you.
You think I asked for a birthday and confirmation?
Fuck?
We did it too, bro.
Tell their mothers, god damn it, to take the internet away.
I'm responsible for raising your children. What the fuck? Who gave them the internet? I didn't. I didn't call AT&T. You did, bitch. That's your problem. You deal with it.
Take the goddamn gigs.
But I'll
down.
Gladly take the coins. Thank you. Send
you
them this
taking
away.
Taking their lunch money, bitch.
Fuck out of here. Shit.
Now, how come you didn't go on a field trip?
Well, because you know Candy new video came out last week.
Okay. Okay, so
you
how does
personalize them and say their name?
Yeah,
so.
How does it work?
No, I don't. I just like, honestly, my Snap is so, it was so easy. Like, I literally like would be in my lingerie because I love being half naked all the time, pretty much. And I would like pop a titty. That would be it. I would just like, you know, just be sensual, and that was literally it. And I didn't charge that much. I was like
how
one
much
of the
do
smarter
you charge?
Girls. I was one of the smarter ones. I always do this. Remember to me, my marketing. I was charging like $5.
So five a month?
$5, yeah.
$5 a month.
And then I would also advertise my uncensored promo version of my adult scenes. And so then they would go and buy that too. So I would get your monthly reoccurring. I think I would do sales.
My math is serving me correctly.
Yeah.
That's $1,000. Am I right?
Wait,
well, I had more than that because I changed the prices. So it was like I had some $2.99 specials.
She had
two, so
yeah,
a few
she'll do specials and all
that,
bitch. Like, it's Macy's.
Why not? It's free.
You know what's crazy, though?
Titty. I don't care if it's a million. If you all pay me a quarter, I'd be fabulous.
Memorial Day weekend sale,
$2.99. Sounds like nothing. But then you're making 5 G's.
5 G's off of other stuff. And then she's sucking dick. Probably
yes,
at least 4 days a week.
I really think about what I do for a living.
See? You better just start sucking dick and putting a price tag on that shit.
Fuck that.
Well, I mean,
she
I'm
like
just
threesomes.
Mad I'm not the way I
do. You
used...
know how much money she can make for threesomes?
Oh, yeah. And you like girls too, bitch. You know how they call me for couples? Oh my God, this little rapper from Long Island called me up there one time. I got 3,000. His wife, his little girlfriend was so bad. She was a little stripper. And oh my God, we had so much fun. Oh my God.
Bro, you could make double the money and less the work, bitch, because you like couples.
Yeah, but you know what? The only thing is I really like my 401k and my health benefit, and I'm in the employee stock purchase program.
I feel like I have health insurance too, and
Obamacare, because is your money on the books?
No, she's probably
This is what I want to know. So when you are in this type of industry, we know,
but I don't. Okay, so 90% of my money is legal, so it's not like I'm making because majority. I make more money online, like selling things,
which is what I do want to let you guys know, because I used to do it with my site when I had a book and I sold it. Oh, at the end of the year, you're getting a 1099 form. Like, this is the money you made, and bitch, you owe taxes.
Right.
So because most of your services are online, except when
they're legal services, and the other things are just gifts. They're not. Like
gifts,
they're gifts.
Roses,
those are gifts.
I got my 20 roses. I'm sorry, I don't mean to disrespect 20 roses.
No, it's
that's
okay.
Very
listen,
low.
I came from the bottom. I'm like Drake with the head game, you know,
because I started from the bottom. Wait, but do you start with the balls or the
fuck
head? Like,
no, no.
Okay, so they don't technically start from the bottom.
No, they have to have some really pretty balls, and I have to.
What do pretty balls look like?
Big, like eggs, like fucking weevils.
I'm allergic.
Yeah, and like.
She's allergic to eggs. So.
Are you? Fuck.
Shit. It's okay. I mean, if a ball, it's.
But
nice.
You know, they're like those. What are those relaxing balls that you hold in your hand?
What are they called?
The
stress
balls.
Stress balls.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
No, but the Chinese ones. Don't they have a
we
name?
Just call them nuts.
Nuts.
Oh. Let's go through our abbreviations. I really want to. So, if any of you are starting to feel like, I feel like I would be more inclined to definitely get. You know, a companion now, because it's like you feel like they're not going to be like, look, we've been talking for an hour. I can keep talking more.
I know.
So I want to go through a few abbreviations. Like,
and then after the abbreviations, especially because I think this is exciting to have you on the show, we do have a listener letter. Guys, we are going to get to your listener letters, and I think you would give great advice on this.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So let's talk about this. BBBJ.
What is BBBJ?
That is a bareback blowjob, which is oral sex with no condom.
Okay.
And you don't do it.
Fuck no.
Okay.
Say it again. There is CIM.
Cum in mouth.
Oh.
And that's a good, I guess that's a no too.
Kim.
That's absolutely not.
Now, there's also another one, DATY, which is dining at the Y. The Y is, I guess, the shape between a woman's legs and is the vagina. Now, do you
My thigh's
never
too big.
Let
I don't think that makes a Y.
No, okay, so no, that's not something I do, but I did let some famous guys do it a few times.
I know that's right.
I was working on them. Okay, I was working on them.
We got it now. GFE,
girlfriend experience. No, I don't like kissing people.
Oh.
Or now, I don't like. I don't. There's a lot of. I don't like being intimate. Like that intimate. Like unless I like you. So you're not licking on my nipples. You're not kissing.
See,
on my
this
fucking
the irony
net.
Of this is I can only enjoy like intimate. It doesn't have to be sensual, but like, yeah. I like to have like chemistry.
But see, I'm weird. Like, I'm like, if I like a guy and I hold his hand, that's like, oh my God. Like, fucking him is like, that's
and I guess
like
that's why I work at a fucking desk.
Because you want to hold hands, bitch. That's why you work at a desk.
Okay. I'm like, still looking. Do you know what a Russian is?
Oh gosh. No, I feel like if you tell me, I'm going to be like, oh yeah.
What's
a Russian is a short sex session, aka a quickie.
Oh, are really?
It is rubbing a penis between someone's breasts.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
We're not in Russia. Why are you Russian? Like, I get it. Oh, sorry. Because
there's
people always
song?
Tell me you're not.
I was going to say what?
You're not from Russia.
Why are you
like,
Russian?
And I'm the least impatient. I'm the most impatient person.
When it comes to sex?
No, just in life. So they're like, but you're not from Russia. But I get it now. Quickie. Okay, my bad. I got it. I had to think like Russia.
I'm like really. Have you ever heard someone call anal sex A level?
A level?
I'm seeing that. This must be like international.
Well, yeah, this is like the serious dictionary.
Whoa, this is global acronym.
Oh, we'll see Asian clients only. Oh wow. Now I have seen. I've like done a little bit of back door page looking and stuff.
No blacks.
No blacks. Yep. I see that women say that a lot. No black men.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh wow.
Dick's too big. Fuck too long. It's just not good business. I'm sorry. It's not for them.
Like,
I like to get my nuts in. I'm sorry. Like,
I
that's
yeah,
the joy
but black
of the
guys do
day.
Have bigger dicks, and I get it. If you're if you're not really supposed to be enjoying it, or you're doing it for
money.
Well,
that's for people that are having like actual intercourse all day. That's got to be kind of like hard on the body.
I never thought it was for the positive side. I thought they were just fucking racist whores.
No, it's a business
It's a business model. Like
my friend
does
it too, and like honestly,
a pimp would say that, right?
Honestly, no shade to them, but. You know, my friend is an escort, and we're going to try to get her on the show as well because she actually posts ads and does it in a hotel room. But she says that she doesn't like black guys because they like to negotiate prices a lot, which makes sense. Do you get that too?
I hate it, but it's not that big of a deal.
So it's fine,
like,
because
it's
I
not
know
like
even
her
my
vagina cost anything. It's not like her mouth costs it. There's no like she doesn't have to pay to get it back. You know, like the so as a business, it's like,
do you charge different depending on who?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a going rate.
No,
you just wake up and
if I could get like that out of that person.
So you
have that.
What's the most you've ever taken for a blowjob? Period.
For a blowjob, what's the most you've ever taken?
$12,000
for one blowjob.
Yeah.
And what's the
so much for what? I
don't know. I used to have this one ball player. I would get like $3,000.
What's the least that you've gotten for a blowjob from
besides free, probably.
Besides free,
$40, $60.
Damn, to 12,000, bitch. That's a range.
I know, but when you average them all out, you know, like it's a
fair.
It's a nice number. Like to me, it's not that big of a deal. It's not like I'm selling shoes and I'm gonna run out and I have to go and restock. It's like I could suck 1,000 dicks, and as long as I'm safe with it, I could suck 1,000 more.
Ooh,
like you know my jaw's gonna be so fucking strong and shit. But
yes,
like,
strong jaw.
So what?
Saying,
bitch, I know
like
my mouth.
I own them. What the fuck?
I love it. So yeah. I actually have a letter from a listener. God damn it, is that better? Shit, she want to give me how to talk and shit. So what we like to do is we like to have our listeners, because we love you guys so fucking much. Thank you guys so much for the support, and keep dropping them goddamn iTunes reviews. By the way, so we asked them to email us, and we have this one, and I think this is kind of interesting, especially to have you on the show.
Let me see.
Do you want to read it?
Sure,
this is the one.
So I want to see if this is the girl I thought. Yes.
Yes.
This
is a good one.
Okay. She's so cute too. Poor thing. I need advice. I'm 29 years old, and lately I've been feeling very trapped in my marriage. We have two kids, married for 1 year, but together for 11 since I was 18! Exclamation point. I went from asking permission to my parents to basically asking permission from him for going out and doing stuff. I want to take a break and just find my individuality. I want to go out and maybe have wild sex. I don't know if it's because I'm about to be 30 and I need to get wild one last time or what. I love how people act like 30 is
like,
death.
Yeah, but right. 30 is groundbreaking. And so she's been married since she was 18. So I'm guessing this is like one of the only guys she's had sex with.
I've communicated with him numerous times about exactly what I feel, what I want and need in bed and the relationship, and nothing has changed. I hate to create waves, but I know I just need some separation. I don't know how to do it.
Why are they married again?
And you know what? I'm not going to lie.
You might be a little too hardcore.
But you might be a little hardcore, but I wanted to ask you this because, of course, when I read this, my first thought was, and I know Weezy got in trouble for saying it, bitch, go out and cheat. So the reason why I want to ask you this, though, right, is I know you get married men that come to you because their wives are not doing something at home. Whether you talk to them often or not, like, I know, I mean, we've all known, I deal with married men too, and that's what it is. Like, there's something that they're not getting at home. So this woman, reaching her age of 30, doesn't know how to communicate this. What would you suggest that maybe she does something different in the bedroom, like, as far as lingerie?
I suggest she hires a sexual companion.
Huh.
Someone that's not going to interfere with her marriage, that'll keep her professional, and that can, like, you know, help her, you know, get to,
for
like,
women,
it's like therapy.
Do you
like
have
she
any,
wants to
like,
stay in her
advice
relationship
on where she could find, because I mean, it's not as common.
I would go on arrows.com.
Okay, like, and there is a way for her to find men,
male
escorts,
yeah,
male companions. Mm-hmm. And are their prices about the same as women, or are
I
they
think
cheaper?
They're a little more.
Oh, men cost more than women?
They're a little
for
more.
Some dick?
Well, because
well,
they do more work. Like, you know, they do way more work than a
fuck
chick
that.
Does.
Now, what do you think that she's going to gain from, like, what would be better for her by doing this than meeting someone?
Well, I think if sex is an issue, that it should be resolved, because I feel like if you don't, that can, like, turn into something a lot
So
like,
you got a
bigger
professional.
However, I will say this, and her advice to possibly hire companion or sex, if it literally is sex and she just wants damn something is in my throat, goddamn.
How did you become?
I mean, that was yesterday. It shouldn't still be in there.
Well, you got a little semen, they swim around. So
I know. I did swallow yesterday.
I
but
know. I'm allergic to eggs.
No, but I hate y'all. But to me, the companionship that you said, if it's literally just a wild night that she is looking for, I feel like when you do just go out, like maybe with a Tinder swipe, so you have to go on a date first. Now you're involving kind of an emotional attachment.
Yeah, see, that's why I said a professional.
And so the money and maybe going for a professional will keep it like you want the wild night. You can literally pay for what you want. If you want two guys, you can get two.
She was going to get this advice at all.
I don't think she.
100%.
Okay, so could you give her the regular normal people advice? Because I'm sorry, Candy got me.
I'm going to be really honest.
I'm feeling like a hoe right now. What
else? Okay. So I used to watch Gigolos on Showtime.
So you'd rather her cheat? Oh, I watched Gigolos.
And I was considering buying the guy with the long hair.
See?
He was $700 for an hour, and I was like, damn. I can get him
see
down.
See how expensive they are?
So I really was thinking about it. I hadn't had sex in a while. I had just broken up with, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
One of those lame dicks.
Dude. And I thought about hiring this guy. I was like, I just want a nice night in Miami, and I just want to get this guy who's beautiful and will be all over me. And it's just kind of what I wanted. And so I wouldn't have given her this
but
advice.
But that's so nice to know.
But just hearing you say it is like, yeah. And just... So I'm normal, quote unquote, but I just really wanted someone who knew what they were doing and would treat me right.
And so
because it's only one night.
The
so
drama of
right.
meeting someone and go, and you know, yeah. I don't really believe in cheating. Well, I guess it's still cheating too. But I mean, at least a little less.
It's less if you pay.
I feel like cheating like is not as bad.
It's not a real, it's not a, to me, it's not a real.
Okay.
You got to take a lot of effort. Okay. To meet someone and cheat with them and fuck them and all that. I would rather know if I was a married woman that he paid somebody than he went on
Tinder.
Admit
absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I so that's is that the advice we're giving her is to
I kinda
pay
like
for
that
day?
Advice. Yeah. Maybe I've turned a new leaf. Who knows? I might walk in tomorrow on Monday and be like, fuck you. I'm out this bitch. Cash in my 401k. I'm sucking dick.
I want to let you guys know to all of our horrible decision listeners that I don't condone in paying for dick. I'm sorry.
Really?
I am not. Do you know how much dick offerings I get?
Take it back. Stop.
I'm just saying.
You are on Instagram with 50,000 followers. You are actively on dating sites. You go out.
Okay.
This is a married chick with kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a social life.
Okay. So,
she ain't got no time.
So from her. Oh, yeah. Because I got all the time.
And she's attractive. So it's not like.
She is attractive. I looked at her our picture. So it's literally okay. So if you want a wild session, and I guess
I would 100%
if you're paying for it, I guess you could literally be picky too. Like if
of
a guy is paying
her,
you,
she would be able to fulfill her fantasy.
So if a guy hits you up and is saying, listen, if I'm paying you fucking $1,000, I need you to have both of my balls in your mouth at one time, you have to do it, right?
No, I don't do that. I'm dominant, so that doesn't it doesn't
okay.
work. So like if I was like a submissive person, but remember, I don't really consider.
But literally,
escort, like,
at the same time, though,
just send a photo.
If like, you're I'm paying picky, so. For right. sexual right. acts, 9 times out of 10, the customer can pretty much pay for whatever they kind of want, right? A lot of times,
that's
a lot of times they can search for that. Okay.
Oh, definitely, you can get exactly what you want.
Well, I'm so glad that you came on the show, Candy.
Me too.
I fucking love you. And where can our followers, first off? Continue to contribute to your coins.
Oh yeah.
Where can they? Right? What's your? Oh shit!
All your platforms.
Fucking, shit is coming up.
Go
God
to my
damn.
Instagram, and everything is like connected through there. So it's ice cream candy, and it's ISCREAM candy.
Like ice
the number
cream.
One.
Yes, like scream,
you
not
moan,
ice cream,
basically.
But you scream.
Ooh,
bitch, I scream good. Don't do that.
That wasn't a good one.
Shut up. Anyways, and for. Any of you who are interested, again, in receiving awesome, horrible advice from us too, you can email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and send us by DM, which this follower did.
Yeah, most of our stuff has been coming through DM.
Has been coming through DM.
I
want
to read our favorite review before.
Oh, and something else we're going to start doing because we told you we love you guys and we read our reviews, our comments. We're going to start reading a review every show to show you guys our appreciation and say the name and everything.
This one is... really short, but it's funny as fuck.
Okay.
I love these hoes. I retired my hoe jersey, but you guys make me want to dust it off and get these eggplant emojis.
Eggplant emojis. And what's the name? Who left that comment?
Jalita. said Jaletta, 19.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the subject is best friends.
We your best friends, bitch.
Dude, so everybody says that.
We do. Bringing hoes out of retirement.
I love
that.
It. Cute. One hoe at a time.
Be proud of yourself.
And
look,
I feel like
that.
I'm not hoeing up.
Are
after
you guys
that.
Going to Amber Rose's slut walk next year?
We haven't is gotten to if we've. I don't even know if I really agree with everything yet. I got to figure out what her.
I'm about Amber's slut walk. I fuck with her.
Isn't she hilariously? Like, isn't she in love every other weekend?
Child.
Oh, she is so shady. But maybe she's getting these coins. We don't know.
We don't know.
It's a relationship. It's nothing.
And you guys know you can follow me, your girl Mandy B, at Twitter and Instagram at Full Court Pumps. And where can they find your hoe ass? Can you tell them while you taking off your headphones?
I'm the least hoe of the hoes, but bye.
Well, technically.
I'm
at Wheezy WTF.
And thank you guys. This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions.